Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from the Feroz Shah Kotla. England stunned New Zealand by 7 wickets in the first semi-final at Delhi to enter the finals of the 2016 World T20. They will now wait in Kolkata for the winners of the second semi-final between India and West Indies, which will be played in Mumbai tomorrow. On a typical Kotla wicket with less than decent bounce and turn, New Zealand were in two minds whether to bat or bowl. Things were made easier for them as England won the toss and opted to bowl first, keeping the due factor in mind as well. Martin Guptill scored 15 runs and Kane Williamson scored 32, and they tried for the usual quick start, but they didn't get too far. Guptill was caught behind off David Willey in the third over, the bowler taking 1 for 17. It brought Colin Munro to the crease, and he scored 46 runs off 32 balls, making full use of his license to hit out from ball 1. He hit 7 fours and a 6 during his stay at the wicket and put on 74 runs for the second wicket with Williamson. They brought up the 50 mark in the 6th over as New Zealand were placed at 89 for 1 after 10 overs in their innings. It looked like that they needed to get a 180 mark at least to feel safe given how the pitch was playing. And they were in a position to do that with Munro Williamson going strong. But England struck against the run of play in the 11th over as Williamson skied a catch off Moeen Ali and was caught by the bowler himself. 3 overs later, Munro cut Liam Plunkett straight to Ali at third man and the momentum changed in favour of England. From 107 for 3 then, it was a crawl for New Zealand as the English bowlers never let them get away with the run rate. Chris Jordan and Ben Stokes took 4 wickets between them and put the squeeze on New Zealand batting in the death overs as they could only manage 64 runs in the last 10 overs. Corey Anderson scored 28 runs but Ross Taylor and Luke Ronke failed to get going as the last 4 overs yielded only 20 runs and New Zealand finished at a below par score of 153 for 8 in 20 overs. Everything then depended on the start of the second innings here at the Kotla. Quick, however, would be an understatement for what Jason Roy did to the Kiwi bowlers. He scored 78 runs off 44 balls with 11 fours and 2 sixes as England galloped in the initial overs. The 50 mark came up in only the 5th over while the first 6 power play overs yielded 67 runs without any loss. It was all the more surprising to see that New Zealand opted for pace in their initial overs, having banked on spin throughout the tournament. Roy's 82-run partnership of 52 balls with Alex Hales was broken when Mitchell Santner came to bowl. He managed to send back Hales, who scored 20 runs, caught at long on, and broke the partnership in the 9th over. And New Zealand needed some quick wickets here. But the Roy show continued as he reached his half-century of only 26 balls, and England crossed the 100 mark in the 11th over. They were firmly in the driving seat at this stage as Joe Root held up one end. Ish Sodhi tried to turn things around by bowling Roy in the 13th over and then trapping Ewan Morgan, LBW first ball. But the Black Caps could only slow down the flow of runs, or so they thought, as Jos Buttler smacked 32 not out of 17 balls with 2 fours and 3 sixes to finish the game off with a massive 17 balls to spare. The second semi-final between India and West Indies will be played at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday.